You're listening to Business Lunch with Roland Fraser. This is your seat at the table. Welcome to the show. Today we get to benefit from our backstage access at Traffic and Conversion Summit, where we're talking with Brendan Burchard and Jay Shetty. Jay is a motivational speaker, vlogger, and former monk whose videos have gone viral, reaching billions of views. In the episode, Jay shares with us his strategies on how to make a piece of content shareable, because shareability is what enables something to become viral.
So you just were amazing on Traffic and Conversion stage, brother. Really, really good.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. And thank you for all the tips as well. I got off and Brendan in his true coach style shared some awesome insights of what I could have done better too. And I loved it.
It's because I suck at chit chat.
No, you were great. I loved it.
You mentioned on stage, there's like, hey, there's these five things that we know make wisdom or videos go viral. Like, what are some of those? Because I think people often don't even have a framework for how to think about that. Part of your teaching, reason I love it, is you're really good at breaking down that curriculum and do this and work through this. So what were those five?
Yeah, absolutely. I remember when I first started looking at content, I read a study that said, analyze 7,000 pieces of content. And they found that there were only these five themes that go viral. And those are adventure, comedy, emotion, inspiration, and surprise.
Mm.
Notice nowhere in there does it say education or information.
Right.
And if you look at the majority of content that exists on social media, it's educational and informative. Now, that doesn't mean that that content's not valuable. It just means it can't go viral.
That's why I suck at this.
No, you don't. You don't suck at all. And virality is all based on shareability. And I think people forget that the views are directly linked to shares. And people want to share stuff not by what it makes them think, but when it makes them feel something. So if someone makes you feel adventure or feel comedy, like feeling like you want to laugh your heart out, feeling like your emotion, like feeling inspired, feeling surprised, all of those feelings drive virality and shareability.
I love that. You have one of the most viewed videos ever on Facebook. I think it actually holds that title. What is it about that video that you think helped it achieve that? Was it the message? Was it the music? Was it all together? But if you could say, this is what I think really made that happen, what would it be?
Yeah, absolutely. I attempt in all of my videos to find an alignment between three key areas. The first is real life experience. Mm. I'm looking at a conversation me and you are having. I look at a conversation I've had with my sister who's younger than me. I look at a conversation I had with a student, a person at a corporate company, whatever it is. Every challenge that I talk about in my video is based on a real life conversation or experience that I've had where I've seen someone's pain. I've seen them have that challenge. So that video was based on the fact that I remember speaking to someone who was like, I'm 35 years old. Like, I can't do anything. Like, it's too late to take risks. It's too late for me to try something new. I'm done now, right? And I'm sure all of us have had those moments in our lives where we've said, I'm too old or I'm too young or it's too early or it's too late. Right? And everyone who's listening, you can be honest with yourselves and ask yourself, when have you said that? And so that was the theme I wanted to target that video to. The second thing in that video is that it was based on a scientific study. So studies showed that people start taking less risk in their 30s and even less risk in their 40s.
You shared that content in the video.
Correct. Yeah.
So there's stats.
Correct. So I always try to find something that is verifiable as opposed to a concept or an idea. And the final thing is, it's the music and the message. I tried to simplify the message. So I say something along the lines of, you know, I know people that are married but haven't found their passion. I know people who found their passion but traded it for something else. So the language is poetic and simplistic. So people can quote it back easily to their friends. People can remember it easier. We all know that we remember lyrics more than we remember pages on a book.
Yes.
Right. We all know songs off by heart from like 10 years ago, but we couldn't remember the last thing we read in a magazine. So speaking poetically, speaking in rhyme, speaking with a cadence, almost like spoken word rap style, allows people to keep it memorable.
And feel that rhythm that makes them keep watching. Because when the rhythm breaks, they might click away.
Correct. Absolutely.
Yeah. You're known as like this incredible inspiration. Obviously, you just did that in stage here. What is it about making wisdom go viral that actually gets you up in the morning? Because that's your mission. That's your transformative purpose. You just shared it with everybody. I want to make wisdom go viral. So what does that really mean to you, and how do you approach a day on it?
Absolutely. What it means to me is, and Brendan, you'll agree with this because you've dedicated your life to this in a different way, in your own way. And when I saw you do the Motivation Manifesto, when I saw you do High Performance Habits, for me, when I saw all of that, I was like, here's someone who wants to help people and finding new ways. Like I always see you, you're always trying to find new ways to help people.
That's true.
And so for me, what making wisdom go viral means is, how do we make insight that is truly going to change the quality of someone's life accessible, relevant, and innovative? For too long, it's been hidden away in like special places with elite people, in spaces where people have to pay a certain amount of money. My thing was, how do we make it scalable and accessible to everyone?
Yeah.
Right? That was the goal. And that's what gets me up in the morning, that until 8 billion people on the planet or wherever we're at now, until those 8 billion people in the world have access to this wisdom and a choice to define their happiness, I can't stop. Like, so that's what gets me up in the morning.
I think that's what people need to realize. What's that thing that makes you, I can't stop, I gotta go.
Yes.
Thank you for your service to
World. Thank
Jay.
You, man.
It's so
I
inspiring.
Appreciate it. Really grateful.
So inspiring.
Thank you, man. Thank you.
You've been listening to Business Lunch with Roland Frazier. If you're enjoying the show, let us know by hitting that subscribe button so we can have lunch with you again. And for more information, go to businesslunchpodcast.com. Thank you for listening.